Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're going to go to our callers. We're a call-in show, in particular this hour, about anything you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We've got Tim calling from the east side. Let's take Dan calling from Sun City, who got in first. Good morning, Dan.
How you doing?
How can we help you this morning, my friend?
Well, I'm thinking about putting in some artificial grass, and I just wanted to find out what it's all about, average pricing, you know, high, low.
You know, I do not know. I don't price out. When we do our remodeling, I generally don't get involved in the landscaping. So I'm not going to be able to help you with the actual price of it. But some of the some of the pros and the cons, of course, in the artificial, you're never going to have to mow it, fertilize it. But what people don't realize is you do have to weed it. Birds will fly over and drop their digested seeds in there. So you have to be careful about, you know, what's growing in there. You want to be careful about how it's laid. We like a particular artificial turf that's distributed. You're out in Sun City by Sunburst Landscaping, and they're located at 7700 West Golden Lane. So Sunburst Landscaping would be an excellent contractor for you to give them a call, 623-412-2200. Now, the fact that you never have to mow it means you're never going to smell that fresh-cut grass aroma in your backyard. You have to be careful. A lot of people keep their sprinklers installed when they put the artificial in, particularly if they have pets, because the pets like to do their business on lawn. And if they're doing their business on artificial lawn that isn't ever washed off or rinsed, well, you can imagine the kind of bacteria that can build up in that. So a lot of people keep their sprinklers and wash and hose them down on a regular basis. I can tell you that artificial turf is going to be hotter to the touch than a natural soil and a natural grass. You see a lot of these playgrounds with the artificial turf that are put under shade structures, and there's a good reason for that because in many instances it gets too hot to be on, particularly in bare feet or to roll around with the kids and stuff. So those are kind of the pros and cons as I know them, but like I say, give Sunburst a call and have them come out and visit with them. They've got a little showroom and office. You can run over there and talk to them about it and go from there.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Mr. Dan. Thanks a million. From there, let's go to Tim. All I have is that he's calling from the east side with a tile job. Good morning, Tim. What's your question this morning?
Well, I called you back in February about a tile problem, and Jennifer recommended another person to come out and take a look at it.
You laid a tile job, or you paid to have
We had a registered contractor install the house.
Okay, okay.
And we sent you some photos about chipping and stuff, and Jennifer recommended that Vaughn come out and take a look at it.
Okay, so one of our Rosie certified tile guys came out and took a look at it back in November.
Right. And he suggested that we get a hold of the register of contractors and that we're doing that. We have a meeting with them on this coming Wednesday.
Okay, good.
And I just, any suggestions to go from there?
Well,
we had an independent person come and take a look at it also, gave us a 12-page report.
Okay.
And that didn't meet the code and stuff.
Now know this. Did that inspection get done before you submitted the complaint at the registrar or after?
It was done after.
Okay. None of that new information is the deputy registrar going to be able to consider. Okay. You can have it there. You can submit it for further findings. But all he's going to be able to come out and look at is what you actually put in the complaint. Okay. So just know that. Now, the contractor has been notified that the registrar's deputy is going to be on site, and he's been invited back to your house. Are you aware of that?
Correct.
Yeah. So he sometimes they show up, sometimes they don't, you know. But the registrar's position is going to be assess the job, determine what doesn't meet workmanship standards, and look at the contractor and say, here's a corrective order that need to be fixed. You, as the homeowner, then have to be able to be willing to give that contractor you're already upset with, you have to give him permission to access your property and fix the things that are on the corrective order. We run into a lot of dilemmas right there because very often by this point, the homeowner and the contractor are at such odds. The contractor really doesn't want to go back to that house, and the homeowner really doesn't want him on his property. But the registrar's position is we've got to give this licensed contractor an opportunity to fix what's deficient. Now, he's given a limited amount of time to do that. He can't just drag this on forever. So then they come back out, inspect the rework, and you sign off on it, and all's good. If it isn't all good and the contractor goes away and disappears, then you have the recovery fund that'll help you finance the fix to this problem. That's all the reasons I tell people, make sure you're using licensed, bonded, insured contractors. It buys you, Tim, the protection you need. Good job.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.